Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Vermont has a rare celebrity guest who's been attracting a lot of attention and admirers this past week, a painted bunting. The small and very festively colored bird has been hanging out in Pittsfield, and many Vermont birders have been making the trek to see it in person. Kent McFarland is a conservation biologist and co-host of VPR's Outdoor Radio, and he's one of the people who's seen this rare bird. Hi, Kent.
Hi, how's it going, Jane?
Great. Tell me about a painted bunting. What does it look like?
Well, the best description I've heard is it's actually a rainbow on wings. The thing is unbelievable. It's almost gaudy looking. It's got a blue head, a blue that you can't imagine, a really bright red breast and belly, and then it's got these sort of yellow and green tinges on its back. I mean, it really is a rainbow on wings.
So when you see it, it's striking to see. It was a neat thing to actually see in Vermont.
Oh, you know, it's so brown out right now. There's no snow. And as soon as that bird hopped up on a fence at a bird feeder, it was just in your face and everybody was oohing and aahing. It was really remarkable.
Where do they usually live, if not here?
Well, there's two breeding populations. One of them is in the southeastern United States along the coast in South Carolina, Georgia, Florida area. And then there's a larger population in Texas, Oklahoma region out west. And right now, most of those are probably wintering in Mexico and Central America and down in the Caribbean. So, you know, they're far from here. They're in much more pleasurable weather.
Well, given that, what is this bird doing in Pittsfield?
Yeah, that's a good question. This is actually the sixth record for Vermont. So we found them here five other times. The first one was in 1993 down in Danby, and then there's been on other occasions, including one near Burlington. And all of them have been at bird feeders. And, you know, the best guess is that they just take little trips northward for some reason. Maybe their compass is a little off and, you know, sometimes they might regret it when they get here when it's too cold. For example, there was one in January on a Christmas bird count in western Maine, of all places. And there was a famous one in Brooklyn this winter that everyone went and saw. So, you know, this is one of those species that just for some reason loves to wander northward occasionally.
But still, what did you say, six records in Vermont? It's been spotted and confirmed six times. That's still not very many.
No, it's not very many at all. And that's why when Judith Holly found this at her bird feeder in Pittsfield, you know, the bird watchers flocked there literally. On Saturday, there were literally 150 bird watchers there watching this bird. And she was such a sweetheart to let everybody, you know, have access to this bird and see it. It was really quite amazing.
There is some concern being expressed, though, that all of this attention on this bird and so many people visiting it might stress it out. Is that a concern that you share?
Well, you know, when I was there, the bird watchers were really, really good about that. We all stayed far back away from the bird feeder. The bird was sunning itself on a fence and it was going to the bird feeder to get food to stay warm and healthy. And nobody ever really approached it that quickly, you know. Most bird watchers are really careful about that. You know, they don't want to disturb the bird. They want to be able to enjoy it without making it, you know, feel frightened or anything. So I don't think that in this case that was an issue whatsoever. Everyone was really respectful.
And this is one area where your photography skills come in handy and your high-powered camera that you can get up and close, up
yes.
close and personal with your camera, not with your body.
Exactly. Everybody that had big lenses had them out and they were trying to get good shots. And that's the great thing about bird watchers. They, for the most part, they really are very more concerned about the bird than they really are about, you know, the great shot.
I'm talking with Kent McFarland, a conservation biologist and co-host of VPR's Outdoor Radio. And we're talking about a very rare bird, at least in these parts, a painted bunting. There's one individual that's been hanging out in Pittsfield. And as Kent has pointed out, a lot of people are getting a chance to go see this bird, because it is so colorful and so rare here. But Kent, I understand that this one's also injured. It has something wrong with its foot. So Is it likely to make it?
You know, that's a good question. You know, I did notice right away when it was sitting there that it was hanging its right leg down a little bit and it favored its left leg and didn't like to land on its right leg. It looked like there was, you know, some sort of prior injury to its foot, didn't have mobility of its foot at all. You know, I've seen birds really that can carry on for years like that. There's actually a painted bunting in Connecticut, in southern Connecticut.
Right
out
now.
Of its range also. Right now. That's been coming to a bird feeder for 2 years with its left foot injured. So, you know, sometimes, you know, as long as their wings are doing well, sometimes they can really get by with a hurt or injured leg as long as it doesn't get infected or anything. And it didn't look like this leg was infected or anything. You know, the thing the bird looked was cold, to be quite honest with you. It sat on that bird feeder in the sun all, with its feathers all puffed up and just looked kind of miserable. Like, gosh, why did I come this far north?
Well, then you have to kind of feel bad for it. This is a male bird, right? And it's spring. And here he is all by himself in Vermont when he should be, what, in South Carolina or Florida?
Yeah, he should be in much warmer climates. In fact, the first morning that a bird watcher was there, Sarah Carline, who is a great bird watcher in Vermont, she actually was the first one to photograph it. And she heard it singing on Thursday morning.
Hmm.
So, you know, it does have – it is getting ready for spring. It was tuning up. So hopefully – you know, it hasn't been seen since Sunday night now. So hopefully it's turned around and headed back southward and we'll find a fine female to mate with this spring.
There's no chance it could have found a similar species in Vermont and had a little interbreeding?
No, probably not. I mean, we do have a closer relative, the indigo bunting, which is a pretty common bird in Vermont. They're not back yet. They're still on their wintering grounds, but they'll be arriving this spring. And for those of you that haven't seen an indigo bunting, I mean, you really want to get your eyes on this bird. It's one of our more common native birds here, and it really is indigo. I mean, it's a blue that just makes you want to cry. It's unbelievably gorgeous. And so if you want to set your eyes on a bunting, you're liable to see an indigo bunting come May.
Is the blue on the indigo bunting that same beautiful, almost unimaginable blue that you mentioned on the head of the painted bunting, or are they different looks?
They're a little bit different. The painted bunting is a little bit darker blue. Indigo bunting is a little sort of a sky blue almost. Not quite like a bluebird, but you know, it's indigo. I don't know the way to describe it. It's really amazing.
Well, we have a link actually to Kent's picture that we'll put up on our webpage so that you can see this bird in all of its glory and how Kent captured it. Aside from the fun factor and that excitement and the sort of paparazzi feel of having this bird around, and as you said, you know, dozens if not 100 birders out there on the weekend photographing and looking at this bird, is there anything else exciting or important about having this bird in Vermont right now?
Well, it's always nice to have a bird like this show up and everybody get excited about nature in general. I mean, we have a lot of birds that are more common, like the indigo bunting here, that are just as amazing. So I'm just happy to have this sort of messenger come by and get everyone just really excited about nature in Vermont.
Kent McFarland is a conservation biologist and co-host of VPR's Outdoor Radio. Thanks for getting us excited, Kent.
Thank you so much, Jane.